Good morning. Good morning out there. It's April the 11th, 2023. If you're not awake yet, open your eyes. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. View that sun that can't be stopped. Take your dog for a walk. Feed your fucking cat. Help your kids off to school. Feed them some kind of gruel. There should be a fish head in it, right? In whatever gruel you feed your kids. Fill up their mutton chops with fish head cider. Yes, fill up their heads with their mutton chop oatmeal sauce. Give them their greasy whistle, fat tire, monkey hot dog. Make sure they feed on their green grizzle, rock-filled concrete, rip-rap toast. And when they're done suckling, I don't care. When they're done feeding upon the Grimpus, put them off to school, send them off to school so they can learn less and know even little more. Send them off to public school and watch them die. Good morning, though. Yeah, it is Tuesday, April the 11th, 411. Isn't that the information number, 411? What's going on, planet Earth? What's happening to you, shithead? How'd you get into this fucking mess, baby? And maybe it's the old story, the oldest story. Human beings are not God. We're not perfect. And if it weren't for all of our fuck-ups, there'd be no such thing as drama. There'd be no such thing as tragedy, I guess. There'd be no such thing as theater. If humans didn't fuck up so much, why would we have plays? Why would we write stories? What makes them interesting, what makes them fun, is when the car flips over and explodes. You know that gets a smile. And isn't that just another way of saying that art is the manifestation of Schadenfreude? Yes, aren't we just saying that art is Schadenfreude? It's Schadenfreude. It's a desire to see something ugly in the disaster of others. It's a desire to see the ugliness, to see the failure, to see the monster in the other. Not in ourselves, right? But in the other. Not in our own reflection, right, motherfucker? It's the shadow. It's the dark self. It's the one we don't talk about. That's why they call it conversion disorder. Anyways, it is 411, and if you're happy about it and you don't need any fucking information, first topic. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles as I drink my coffee mixed with cocoa and cocaine. Oath Keepers are ironically named I joined them, you know, more than 10 years ago. They said they were rising up. They said they keep their oath. The Second Punic War, I think, lasted less time than since I put my name on their fucking list, yeah. Yeah, brothers and sisters, back when I was a voter, back when I called myself a libertarian, back when I still believed that there was something in this constitutional republic that could be protected and, more importantly, was worth protecting, I took it seriously. You know, I took my oath once. I took the oath when I was 26. I took the oath to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I took that oath seriously. What I came to realize is nobody else did. And what's clear to me about oath keepers is that the one thing they're not doing is keeping their fucking oath. And I don't know why. I mean, it's been one of the great mysteries, and I've pondered this mystery with other sages and knowledgeable folk, you know, to include the great sage who I've had many interviews with, Jim Davidson. If you don't know who he is, you know, you can often encounter him in the anarchist and libertarian circles on Twitter. And I've had this conversation with him and others, my friend Seattle Mike, my friend AJ in Florida, my friend Josh in Alabama. I've asked the question, I've had the thought, and that is, why, after 3 fucking years of this wretched bullshit, has there not been any indication of actual ongoing guerrilla activities against the federal government? Why? I mean, there are people trained to be operators. They claim they know how to use their weapons. They're constantly posting their shot groups on Twitter. Kind of seems like you should be heading to the field, asshole. But yeah, why? Why? What are you waiting for? I mean, really, what are you fucking waiting for? At what point are you going to say to yourself, we are way across the Rubicon River. Donald Trump is not going to fucking help you. All the denial in the world won't allow you to ignore the fact that that motherfucker in October 2016 said he would put Hillary in jail 30 days after being in office. Lie. That motherfucker claimed he'd protect the Second Amendment. And then there's the bump stock ban. Lie. That motherfucker said he was about freedom. And do you remember Fauci? And he said he could do anything. And do you remember Fauci? And he said people couldn't stop him. Do you fucking remember Fauci? Do you remember the warp speed vaccines? Trump is not going to fucking help you. If you're waiting for Q and Trump and the secret army in the Grand Canyon, you're going to be waiting until you're going to be burying your kids, and then there won't be anybody left to bury you. That's the reality of the situation. That's where you're at in the game. If you're a motherfucking person who said you're an oath keeper and you have military training and weapons and ammunition, you should not be on social media. Maybe you find some schmuck to pretend to be you, but you should be in the field. You shouldn't be using the internet. You shouldn't be using your fucking cell phone. You should be practicing, you know, actual secure operations, OPSEC. That's what you should be doing. And you should be taking out high-value targets. If you take your oath seriously, you should not participate in LARPs like January 6, 2021. That was stupid. I don't know why any of you chose to do it. I think it was mostly fucking feds. But you shouldn't be LARPing this shit. You either take your oath seriously or you don't. If you don't, stop calling yourselves the fucking oath keepers. Because it is ironic at this point. It sounds stupid at this point. It is April 2023. This isn't 3 years ago, okay? The situation hasn't changed. Oh yeah, I guess Biden declared the COVID monkey herpes emergency over, huh? No, nothing's changed, brothers and sisters. Your situation is just as fucked today as it was 3 years ago. So if you're waiting for that perfect moment to hit the field and get the fucking rock on and, you know, actually do the shit you claim you're keeping your oath to do, it's way past time. But you see, that's why I think it's bullshit. It's like the Donald Trump thing. It's a way to keep people under control. It's another control. I mean, Obama was the same thing. The BLM, Antifa, that entire complex is a way to keep people on the fucking reservation. If people could break out of those false paradigms and stop with the quote-unquote organized protest. Well, we organized a protest and we got permission. No, stop with that bullshit. Stop with participating with the feds and LARPs, the Chapchas, the Antifa. It's all Operation Chaos from the 1960s, dumbass. So stop participating with the FBI. Stop participating with the CIA. Throw Proud Boys out the window. Get your camo, get your equipment, figure out your plan, you know, and figure out who you're going to work with, and keep a fucking low profile. Keep your OPSEC up, obviously. Know what concertina wire is and get going. Get going. That's what I would tell you. And if you're asking why a 53-year-old man isn't getting going himself, well, I don't know. I don't know. I got to say, I don't know that I'm going to do a whole lot of damage. And if the answer to the riddle is everybody's like me at this point, we're all kind of like in our 50s and burnt out, and we're not capable of doing anything, and we're not operators, fine. I'm not an operator, but a lot of braguards claim to be, and they claim to be more than a decade ago. More than 10, like I said, the second motherfucking Punic War didn't last this fucking long. So if the Oath Keepers intend to do something, I'd say it's about time. Or shut the fuck up. Q's coming with a secret army. Trump's got a secret army. It's somewhere in the Grand Canyon. 100 million men. 200 million tons of gold. Oh, yeah, okay. But that's not on the menu, bros and hoes. What's on the menu is Bo Blimpdoc and a time of chaos and a time of crazy. And if you're going to ask yourself for, you know, hey, you know, Lord in heaven, what do I deserve? Motherfucker, you deserve Bo Blimpdoc. Yes, in the time of Bo Blimpdoc, many strange folks will rise to the top. They'll be the kings. They'll be the queens. They'll be the princes, the lords of the world. They'll control the flow of fuel. They'll give you your daily gruel. You're going to live in a mud hole, and you won't even get to smoke a bowl. There be this one woman in the time of Bo Blimpdoc. She was the Castrol Oil supermodel spokesperson. She had the sheen of ruby rainbows, and her boobs were firm, firm and soft. She rode a Harley. She carried 5 switchblades. Don't ask her where she hid them. She's a nice lady. When the time of the Third Harpy Rebellion began, and all the Genghis folk of the lesbian squads were getting crazy, and the Fordian green-sweatered women of the Commie Eastern Coalition were going to get all pissy, she was leader of the country clan, of husky and thick, you know, lumberjack women, and their busty, scantily clad handmaidens. They would rub oils and greases into all the crevices and use soil and mud and clay to regumulate the boobula and sprintify the buttock zone. When she was 22, she dealt a death blow to Kurt Zone, the lord of Region 55. He had led the monster crew, and they were armed with rail guns and hot dice. When Kurt met her, and her platinum blonde hair, and her dimples. He declared her white scorpion, and her bite was poison. Her bite was deadly. She was white scorpion. She'd rule the underbush. She'd rule the outer zone. She'd be in charge of the swamps. All the grease dinglets would come to her for advice. Yeah, she was white scorpion. The great woman of the West. She led a crew. She and her crew fought together against the Heblick folk and the rough rangers of Death Quadrant 9. They won the gold and trade with the steel merchants and assisted in ridding the Beel Swamp of Jinktus Rue carolers. Getting ready for the winter pageant, that never comes, but... And yeah, also, oh boy, Santa Claus is dead. But there's still the white scorpion. In the wasteland, covered in dust, she rides a pony. Mame McGillicuddy. She carries a shotgun. She calls it Pepper Jack. She's ready to go. She's ready for action. She's the white scorpion. And one day in the future, there will be tales told and poems written. There will be honorifics bestowed and ancient, well, not so ancient, I guess, in the future, modern kind of beautiful medals awarded. Ruby and turquoise and emerald and all kinds of strange silver and gold. Platinum biscuits will be sold to the king. In honor of White Scorpion, in honor of her birthday, in honor of her heroes, in honor of her women, in honor of her clan. She was White Scorpion. And she's a hero. Yeah. I don't know, brothers and sisters. As I've told you, while I'm getting ready to find my next Code Monkey job, I've been binge-watching Little House on the Prairie, a show I haven't seen since I was a little kid. And there's this one really terrible episode. I think it's from season 8, maybe season 7. But it amounts to kind of all the men and boys of Walnut Grove daring each other to jump the great pond. To jump the great pond, to build a ramp to jump the great pond. To take a wagon and put rockets on it and have horses pulling it and jump the great pond. And Nels Olson's all upset because, you know, he thinks people want to see somebody get killed. And Charles Ingalls is like, listen, you can't make money unless it looks like somebody might get killed. You know, Little House on the Prairie is a lot uglier than people realize. There's a bunch of episodes where it's obvious to me that they took a bunch of dogs that might kind of look like wolves and they spray painted them. They spray painted dogs. And let me tell you something, this isn't funny. Little Boomer, the mixed mutt, maybe primarily bone mouth Shar-Pei, Little Boomer, the dog I try to walk and take care of when I can. I've been getting better. My arm's a lot better, if you want to know. My left arm. But it's April, so we expected that, right? But Little Boomer was being tortured to be a fighting dog, and they would spray him. They would spray him with spray paint to keep track of the dogs. That's just what they did. They would take a dog's worth of food and feed it to five dogs so they would fight over food. These dogs would be tortured and scared to the point that they'd turn on their basic, not, I wouldn't even call it instincts, but their basic logic and their basic love, and they'd turn on other dogs. And I don't think that's the way dogs are. Do they get, you know, gruff? Do they get, you know, quote unquote, bitchy? Some dogs do, am I right? You know, do they get grouchy? Sure, but I don't think dogs have an inclination to murder each other any more than I think ordinary people do. Yeah, we're predators, we're hunters, but I don't think it's our inclination to hunt each other. So it's not really that funny. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they really didn't spray paint these dogs, but I see them and it looks like spray paint. And I wonder, how many dogs did Little House on the Prairie kill to make those episodes they made? I mean, they had at least 3 or 4 episodes about kids who stutter. They had a bunch of episodes about fat people. They had a bunch of episodes about people getting sick and probably getting paralyzed and losing all hope. Tons of episodes about African Americans. And oh, by the way, the N-word was used in more than one episode. And not used appropriately because it was used by white people. Well, in some cases. So Little House on the Prairie maybe has a dark side to it. We should probably think about that a little bit before we get all Little House on the Prairie excited, if you ask me. So I told you I wasn't going to get into the news any longer, but every once in a while I will scan the headlines of Zero Hedge, starting at the top, and just so you know, we need to time tag this. It is April the 11th, 2023, 10:16 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, Tuesday in Scompton, Utah. Zero Hedge headlines, Zero Hedge headlines, Zero Hedge headlines, emergency alert. Whole Foods closes its flagship San Fran store after just a year due to employee safety concerns. Oh my God. We are closing our Trinity location. Only for the time being. If we feel we can ensure the safety of our team, members in the store, we will evaluate reopening of our Trinity location. France has already surrendered in the coming conflict. Oh my God. Inside the credit crunch, biggest drop for small business credit availability in over 20 years. Holy crap. Truckload capacity flips from unsustainably tight to unsustainably loose. Holy crap. Yeah, I was going to make a joke about my ex-wife. No business in the public domain, Kirby warns journalists not to report on leaked Pentagon documents. Oh my God, almost like they want you to read the documents. Spoiler alert. If they tell you to stay away from crypto, that's called a dog whistle. So if you have someone like Elizabeth Warren, you know, out there grabbing her boovula and telling people stay away from the old crypto, well, that's called the dog whistle, and that's going to bring more people to crypto. Maybe goose up to 30K on Bitcoin, get it up to 50K, probably never going to see its high again, but at least it can orbit that 30K and pull in more, you know, bag holders. Russia's weekly crude oil exports plunge. Holy shit. Why the nonstop squeezes? Stubborn hedge funds are most short the S&P in 12 years, fuck. Oh yeah, Elizabeth Warren hates progressive. Yeah, Elizabeth Warren wants progressives to hate crypto. Elizabeth Warren wants progressives to hate crypto. It's been weird to see crypto getting so politicized. You know, I was told so much bullshit about Bitcoin, to include by a lot of motherfuckers almost 10 years ago, that it's beyond politics. Beyond the dollar, beyond politics, we don't care, we don't listen, we're doing our own thing, counter economics. I was told a lot of bullshit about crypto. And the longer it's around, the more political it looks, the more it looks like, you know, some type of crapola that was vomited out of the deep state. And where the fuck is Satoshi? It's 2023 Bo Blimpdoc. Did he have a lockdown? Did he have to wear a coffee filter? Did he get jabbed and die? You know, they tell me everybody's dying from the jab. I just don't know anybody yet. I'm not special. Or maybe I am. Risk of harder landing. IMF cuts global GDP outlook, warns of heavy downside risk due to banking crisis. Fuck. The Fed models the weather, although it can't even stress test Treasury's shit. Warren Buffett visits Japan. Warren Buffett visits Japan. His brother, Jimmy Buffett, is doing a concert, right? Warren Buffett visits Japan, boosts shares in trading houses, Wayne to buy more. Oh, that sounds great, Warren. Futures flat, Europe at 5-week highs, Bitcoin over 30K. Russia using space weapons in Ukraine, says some US general. Oh my God, Russia's using space weapons. They have shown no qualms about testing these weapons. Wow. I mean, imagine if imagine if motherfucking Russia were using depleted uranium every fucking place they went. Imagine if Russia was using 20 millimeter depleted uranium and 105 millimeter depleted uranium and, you know, the big old, what, 122 millimeter depleted uranium and all kinds of motherfucking depleted uranium, and it gets spooled and vaporized and dustified and covers all kinds of places throughout the Middle East, and people get sick and kids pick them up like the old rounds, like their toys, and get sick. Imagine if Russia were using depleted fucking uranium. Yeah. Russia's using space weapons and they show no qualms. Ah. Yeah, okay, motherfucker. Now do Dresden. Yeah, during Dresden, they created a firestorm. It got hot so fast, motherfucking Germans jumped into ditches and were boiled alive. I guess that's a barrel bomb, isn't it, motherfucker? Hey, let's do Southeast Asia. There's so much poison in Southeast Asia, in the wetlands there, in the river deltas, in the fucking jungles, in the water table. There's so much motherfucking poison in Southeast Asia from what we did during the Vietnam War, that moms will be having kids with birth defects there for the next 10,000 years at least. And that's being optimistic that we're all going to be around in 10,000 years. So US general out there who's all like, oh my God, the Russians show no qualms. What the fuck is wrong with you? Are you a fucking idiot? Anheuser-Busch distributors freaking out over transgender ad campaign. Fuck. Oh my God, it appears Bud Light's been impacted. Who the fuck drinks Bud Light at this point? Fuck you, if you gotta drink natural light, baby. That's what I drink here in Scompton, Utah. David Einhorn and the Fed's jelly donut policy 10 years later. What's actually happened is for a number of years, when they bring rates to really, really low levels, they were actually depressing incomes, and they were actually slowing the economy. Okay, David, was that what they were actually doing? I think they were creating inflation, shithead, and they were hiding it in China, hiding it in Bitcoin, hiding it in all kinds of crazy places and pretending it wasn't there. And then, you know, convincing major corporations to downserve. Hey, we can add more sawdust to the bread and call it fiber, you fuckhead. California to front 20% down payments with 0% interest for home buyers with incomes up to $211,000. Wow. It's available to low and moderate income who make $211K. It's available to low and moderate income that make $211K. Oh my God, fuckhead. How's that gonna work out, baby? Baltimore mayor calls for citywide curfew. After all, hell breaks out. Either the kids don't care about consequences, or don't believe the consequences, and they have no respect for human life, Baltimore is descending into total fucking chaos. Baltimore is doomed. Sigourney Weaver says, why don't we take off, take off, take off, take off, take off now, and nuke the site from space, fucker. Yes, indeed, Baltimore is going towards its ground state, the ground state of all cities, being a prison, being an abattoir, being an asylum, being a place for all the lost children of history. Go to the city, go to the city, go to the city, and lose your fucking soul. Fuck Baltimore. Britain's top police force has 161 convictable. That's a Freudian slip slam. Britain's top police force has 161 convicted criminals on its books, and I would contend that number is too small. Unless Britain's top police force has only 161 people. Yeah. Maybe convictable was right, but they're not going to get convicted. This is more nonsense, you know. Here's the deal, folks. The cops are not your friends. If you get pulled over, don't volunteer information. If you have the resources, hire a fucking lawyer. It's a crocodile. It's a crooked grift. If you want to take on the grifters by arguing with them, you're probably going to get fucking shot. The best thing to do with a rabid crocodile, I don't know how to put it, it's not to play chess with it, it's not to drive 100 miles per hour through the desert taunting it, it is to be fucking smart. But a lot of people are dumbasses, and they're told to be dumbasses. You want to be an operator? You want to do the thing? Figure out how to do the thing without being caught. Don't be on social media. Don't be on YouTube. Do your operations. Keep a low profile. Go to the fucking field. Throw away your cell phone. Throw away your smart devices. And the only kind of computer I'd bring with you is one that's running a pretty, you know, safe kind of Linux, I'd say. And use the radios and use safe comms over radios and do your business, okay? All this fucking, the cops are bad, oh my god, the cops, is just more distraction bullshit. Ignore the fucking cops. They go home at night. They get drunk. Maybe they beat their families, but they are not your concern. And they are not a high-value target. They really aren't. I'd call them low-value. So ignore this bullshit. You're being suckered. Don't be suckered. Take out the real targets. And here's the great thing. You can go to Antifa and BLM and you can find an operator, one working for the feds. You can find a CIA or probably an FBI douche. You take that fucker to a basement. You do what, you know, you need to do, and I don't need to say more. You get him to give up his boss, rinse and repeat until you are finished. You might just get a lot higher up that chain than you fucking realize. These are the things you need to be doing. Okay, talking about keeping your motherfucking oath at this point, talking about how, oh my god, we're going to keep our oaths. No, don't talk about it, do it. Do it, do the action, do the work that needs to be done, or shut the fuck up. Because what you're doing currently is harming people. You're not actually ready to do anything, but you're putting big targets on people. Stop the talking. Stop the chatting. Stop going on Discord. Stop using their technology because their technology is owned. And start doing the business that supposedly you took the oath to do. Start protecting and defending that Constitution you claim you're protecting and defending, or shut the fuck up. That's where I'm at in the game, folks. If you're not ready to do something about it, stop talking about, oh my god, they can't take the guns away from us. No. But they can scare you, so you stay in your home, you stay in your basement, you watch your fucking Fox News, and you never do anything. They can do that, though. And they've done that successfully. Sure, they're not going to take your guns. They're not going to send you to a FEMA camp. They're not going to force surgery on your kid. You take all the fear ops and put them in front of me, and I'll just say all that's bullshit. What they want you to do is stay home and do nothing. That's it. And that's why the January 6th thing was done. It was another control burn. Another means of control. Here, let's do what the FBI does best. Let's put on a fake party, invite people to the fake party, and then arrest them. That's FBI rule book going back to the 1920s, dealing with commies and people making alcohol. So please, brothers and sisters, if you see another protest advertised on Twitter or Facebook, especially if it's inside the donut of Washington, D.C., don't be a motherfucking sucker for it again. But I say that knowing you will, knowing you did the trucker bullshit, knowing you'll get suckered again. You'll get suckered by every yellow vest. You're going to get suckered. And you'll stay at home, and you'll watch your Fox News, and you won't do shit until it's too late. That is what's going to happen. There's going to be no rebellion against the government. And brothers and sisters, the good news is you really don't need to do anything because the government is falling apart. That's why they're using fear operations. That's why they're doing whatever they can to keep the dollar from imploding, because at some point, they won't be able to pay people. And I don't know how to put this. The people in the government are not very ethical, they're not very good people, and when they stop getting paid, they're probably not going to come to work as if they do right now. Okay? You don't have to do anything. You don't have to take action. You can just stay at home. You can. In a lot of ways, at this point, that's what's just going to happen. I think we're too close to what's going to happen next, so to speak. We're too close to Act 3. So doing anything would maybe be pointless. Maybe you should have taken action 10 fucking years ago when all you motherfucking oath keepers claimed you would. That's when you should have done something. That's when we all should have done something. Maybe 20 years ago. Maybe our fathers and our grandfathers should have done something, but it was just too goddamn easy to get the free check. It was too goddamn easy to not question where all the shit was coming from. And when they told you to ignore the pillars of smoke in the distance, most of you motherfuckers did, and so did I. So we're where we're at right now, And for all the cajoling and frustration you hear in my voice, no one's going to be keeping their oath to change shit at this point. What is going to happen next will happen, simply because history at a certain juncture becomes kind of fucking inevitable. Sort of like Mount St. Helens going off. It's not to say you can pick the moment or the hour, but you can be damn sure that Harry Truman, not the president, but the guy on Spirit Lake with the 17 cats and the 2 tons of whiskey and the 300 tons of chili, yeah, he's going to get hurtled into space to do the grand tour, come back one day. One day Harry's coming back on that chunk of rock with all of his space cats. Whatever. The point is, Harry and Mount St. Helens are going places, and nothing you can say would have changed that, okay, more than 40 years ago. And nothing's going to change what's about to happen. You know, I've joked recently and called this the intermission. It's not really the intermission. There's still shit happening. But a lot of these fear monkeys that are coming out of the Pez dispenser, they're just getting dumber and dumber and dumber. And it's hard to know what the truth is. It really is hard to know. I don't know for certain what the truth is. What I am certain of is whatever bullshit they're telling you probably ain't it. Probably not the truth. Probably not the thing you should be concerned about if there is a concern. And I would suggest, instead of looking at your fucking smart device, why don't you look at the fucking skies? Okay? Why don't you ask yourself why it was a couple weeks ago the temperature in your town was colder than Barrow fucking Alaska, and now it's 70 degrees, right? And you say, well, that's just normal for April, is it though? Is it? I'm not talking about global warming or climate change. If you want to vomit up whatever nonsense Al Gore or little Greta Thunberg or Leonardo DiCaprio vomits up, you can. I'm not talking about those motherfucking fools. I'm talking about the fact that probably all that bullshit is hiding the truth too. I told you this, you know, in a podcast a day ago. I'll tell you this again. You want to get closer to the truth. Don't go to the juicy center. I don't care if it's the alt news bullshit, the Andy No Clue. I don't care if it's Joe fucking Rogan. I don't care if it's Dane Wigington. Don't go to the nuggety center where clearly the system is promoting a message. Find the fringe. Find the margins. Find the messages that are stomped on. You don't have to believe me. Yeah, my message gets stomped on. That doesn't mean I'm right. But do yourself a favor and go outside that nuggety, sugary, diabetes center of all the garbage they feed you, to include all the alt news bullshit, to include whatever crap ends up on Zero Hedge, and go to the margins. And it might be scarier, and you might get closer to the fucking truth. But beyond that, I don't know what to tell you, brothers and sisters. If there was a time for patriots to keep their fucking oaths, it's way past time. And I don't know if there are men and women in the field, operators, doing their thing right now. But if they are, a couple things are true. They're very stealthy, and the media is covering up whatever the fuck they're doing pretty fucking well. But I kind of think that a lot of the quote-unquote patriots have bought into the Ukraine-Russia bullshit. They bought into the China fear-mongering. They're keeping their quote-unquote powder dry for Red Dawn because they believe the propaganda that the Chinese and the Russians are going to attack us, invade us. And they're staying at home in their super bumper downstairs living space with their 67-inch 3D TV and their Xbox 12,000 and their 8 million rounds of 7.62. And they're just going to sit there and sit there until Act 3 starts. That's what I think. It's the intermission. You motherfuckers ain't going to do shit. You'll talk about it. You'll post your shot groups. You'll show yourself doing some really good skiing up there and bumfuck wherever. You'll do all kinds of things except for the thing that would actually be keeping your fucking oath. I mean, really, if officers in the military kept their oaths, Washington, D.C. would be a smoking crater. There would be a monument to all the mediocrity and all the evil next to the fucking crater if people kept their oaths, but they don't. They don't care about the Bill of Rights. They don't care about your freedom. They grifted people, they conned people, they said, give us your freedoms for a constitution, for an army, and we promise we'll protect them. We promise, we triple dog promise. And at first it seemed like they did, didn't they? Well, unless you were like, you know, Cherokee, you know, or, you know, African American. But at first it sort of seemed like they were going to keep their fucking word, didn't it? Talking of oaths, talking of keeping your word. In 2020, if you were a person that took your oath to protect and defend the Constitution seriously, you should have gone to the field. You should have taken whatever people with you had as much courage. You should have started your operations, and we should have already seen some things happening. And what I know is that didn't probably ever happen. And maybe it is the first mover's dilemma. I mean, in game theory, there is this particular kind of dilemma where nobody wants to be the first mover. And potentially, this is what's going on with all these ex-Special Forces Green Beret types. But I don't think that's the truth. I think a lot of them, for their own reasons, because they've gotten comfortable, like the rest of us, comfortable with the reality they're in, comfortable getting their checks. Maybe they get disability checks. Maybe they get retirement checks. They're comfortable. And they want to believe that voting's going to work, not because they really believe it, but because it's a comfortable thing to fucking believe. And they'll stay in their romper room, surrounded by their MREs and ammo, until Act 3 starts. For Tuesday, yeah, 411, this has been the Planetary Status Report. If you like this podcast, you can donate. There'll be a link to PayPal. I can't take money through the mail. My mail gets opened. I can't take mail any other way. I can't give away the address here. There are certain things I have to do differently now, okay? I don't currently have a phone that works. So if you're saying to yourself, well, can't I just do this or that? Can't you use your smartphone? And the answer is no. The only way you can donate right now is PayPal. And guess what? If you don't have money to donate, or you don't want to, you don't have to. That's why I leave the begging at the end. You know, if I wanted to guilt trip you motherfuckers, I could up front and say, I'm poor, I live in a basement, I'm pathetic. Yeah, you know, those things might be true. And in reality, you probably, you know, maybe you need the money more than I do. I don't have kids. I don't have the concern of children. I don't have a girlfriend or a wife. I have myself, me, and I. I have a couple dogs I care about, but they're not technically my dogs. So I don't have anybody that I have to worry about but me. And the only person I have to keep alive is me. So when I say you can donate if you want to, that's the truth. You can. Can I use the money? I'm an old fucking hobo. Every hobo can use money. Money for that big dream. Money for that scratcher. Money for paying rent and for food and whatever stew or scrimulac you will boil in whatever miserable pan you will cook with in the sadness of your bathroom, because it is your kitchen, and whatever substance goes into your gullet will come out in the same place. So saith the ancient lords of Boblimpdog. So you can donate if you want to, you don't have to. If you want to, but make sure you do this first. Make sure you've taken care of your food, your water, your shelter, taking care of the people you love. If you are stockpiling a little bit of food, make sure you think about your pets, like your cat or your dog. And understand that no amount of food in your basement, no amount of ammo or guns is going to guarantee shit. The best thing you can do right now, other than not live in a city, is the following. Keep your shit together. Keep your head on straight. Don't let all the fear operations sucker you. If the government's telling you to run, you need to stay. If the government's telling you to stay, you need to run. I hate to break it to you, but that might be where we're at in the game. But you can't really trust them. And if it looks like they're dog whistling you, like they're telling you to run because they want you to stay, I guess you got to be sensitive to that shit too. Bottom line is, folks, I don't think you can trust one fucking word that's coming from them. And if you expect them to give you warnings about there being no food or some catastrophe on the horizon, if you think they're going to give you warnings about that, here's the fucking warning you get. Put down your fucking phone, stand outside every day around, I don't know, 9 or 10 a.m. and look at the fucking sky. That is the only goddamn warning you're going to get at this point. Have a great Tuesday.